We're doing the Drashot Haran. We're up to page Samech Aleph in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. We're up to the second speech. And the Ran had been discussing the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, and the verse in Malachi in which Hashem discusses his love of Yaakov. And the Ran had explained last week about the balance that's in the world, that when they're up, we're down, when we're up, they're down. And now the Ran, after explaining the history, is about to discuss the present and the future. And we're up to page Samech Aleph in the Mosad Harav Kook edition. We're up to page Chaf Gimel in the Machon Shalem edition. And what page is it there? Ve'omnam is the beginning of the paragraph. Ve'omnam, page Lamed Gimel in the Mishor edition. Ve'omnam, but. Does anyone want the text? Over here, Ve'omnam. Ve'omnam, b'mashi avorot me'azman, in what's still to come, what's still to happen, what's going to be the relationship between us and Edom, where are we holding? Where is it headed? The prophets have already defined that this order is the way it's going to be from now onward as well. Amar, the verse says, ultimately the house of Jacob will be fire, the house of Yosef will be the flame, and the house of Esav will be the straw. The prophet in Ovadia describes how the redeemers will go up the mountain of Zion to redeem it from Esav. Remember, Ovadia himself was from Edom. Ovadia became a ger, and then God gave him prophecy, the shortest book we have, so to speak. This is Ovadia, it's one chapter, it's one of Treyasar, and the whole prophecy is about what's going to be between Esav and Yisrael. So he describes how he ultimately the redeemers will go up to Zion. Kval bi'er. He already explained in this pasuk. She'imeyot she'pamim rabot nafal Esav ve'yipol ve'kam. Even though you look through history, Esav has its golden eras. Esav has the times when he's down, but it seems like every time he falls, he keeps getting back up. Omnam lo yipol leval yosif kum ad yakum Yaakov ve lo yosif nimpol od. But when will Esav fall and not get up again? When will he have that fall which will leave him knocked out? That's when Yaakov arises, and he arises a permanent rising, that he doesn't fall again. When Yaakov reaches the state that he's on top and he's doing what he's supposed to do and he doesn't fall, that's when Esav will fall and he won't get back up. Hine imkin. So the Ran is now going with these concepts. The Ran is now going to begin explaining the verses in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, the verses that describe the birth of Esav, where God describes what our relationship with Esav will be. Hamtziut nechlak lishnei eile hailadim. God gave over the world to these children, to omei tzviya. They are really twins. Lareshet oto kol achad beitim shonim. God said these twins, Yaakov and Esav, they're going to be world powers. They're going to inherit the world, each one at different times. Uvsibat hakesher hachazak asher b'neihem, and being that really there's a strong bond between them, meaning they're really connected. If we're told that the world is a seesaw, one time Esav's up and we're down, one time we're up, Esav's down, so we're connected. Even though we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, but we're connected. And that's why when the verse begins the description of their birth, the Torah begins, Nikra'u Shnehem, they are both called Toledot Yitzchak, the offsprings of Yitzchak. V'lazeh patach b'parsha v'amar, and that's why the parsha begins saying, Ve'ele Toledot Yitzchak, the following are the children of Yitzchak. Inyano, what the verse is telling us is that ki eila shnayim Yaakov ve'Esav haniskarim b'parsha toldot Yitzchak. that both of them, both Yaakov and Esav, are Yitzchak's offspring. It's not the way it was by Avram. Ki im eyot Esav rashar, even though Esav is wicked, b'toldotav yechashev, nonetheless he is considered Yitzchak's child. Aval b'Avram einenu ken. But by Avram it's not that way. Remember, Avram had many children other than Yitzchak. Ki lo yirash ben ha'ama hazot, the Torah says, the other child is called the son of the maid. Velo inchal kavod, and the other child, Yishmael, and the other children, they don't inherit this honor, likarei toledot Avraham, to be called the children of Avram, ki Yitzchak, just as Yitzchak is referred to as the child of Avram. And that's why when the verse begins and says, you want to know who are the children of Yitzchak? The children of Yitzchak are Yaakov and Esav. They are both considered children of Yitzchak. The pasuk immediately says, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Avraham olidet Yitzchak, to indicate, but you should know, Yitzchak is going to have two children. Those two children are brothers. They're both considered his children. But Avram did not have two children. Avram had one child. The other ones are not considered his continuation. So even though the parasha seems to be a little bit out of order, the pasuk begins, the following are the children of Yitzchak, and then the pasuk reverses. The pasuk says, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. What does that have to do with it? You're about to tell me the children of Yitzchak. Why'd you go back and tell me Avram gave birth to Yitzchak? So the pasuk is telling us, this is an introduction. These are the children of Yitzchak that I will enumerate. These children, they're both children of Yitzchak. But you should know, Avram olidet Yitzchak, Yitzchak is the only child of Avram. V'asiba b'zeh, and the reason behind this, that both Yaakov and Esav are considered his children, whereas Yitzchak and Yishmael are not considered equals, they are not considered the children of Avram. Ki Yitzchak v'Yishmael lo ushbu etzel Avraham lo avam. Yitzchak and Yishmael were not equated by Avram. Aval Sam Yitzchak Tzvi Adam, but rather Avram made Yitzchak his precious jewel. Ve'ilav enchil kavod oshro, and he gave over to him the honor of his wealth. Ve'libnei pilakshim, and to the children he had from his concubines, Natan Matanot Vayishalchem alav, he gave them gifts but sent them away. They were not his continuation. They were not his children. Ve'achakach, and after he sent them away, lo haya lehem kesher im Yitzchak klal, they had no connection to Yitzchak. Aval roi liot nishkach zichram, but rather what's fitting is that their memory be lost. Ve'lo haya ken dvar Yaakov ve'esav etzel Yitzchak. But Yaakov and Esav, they were not that way before Yitzchak. Quite the contrary. Ad kimat Esav haya b'chiro ratzta nasho. It almost reached the point where Esav was his chosen son. Ve'chishnehem hayu bnei gvira kvudam dubakim ishbe'achi umileida umibeten umerayon. They were both children of the same wife, the wife and not the maid. They were both connected from the birth, from the womb, from the pregnancy. Niksharim ba'adragat memshala kimat kol yomot ha'olam, and they are eternally intertwined, almost to the end of time, al haderech she'amarti, the way we explained that in the future, their powers are connected. Ve'lazeh yashar la'achshil shmo imeyoto rasha. And therefore, it is impossible to leave out Esav's name. We cannot say, well, Esav falls by the wayside. No. Esav, as wicked as he is, he's part of the world's plan. Ki bo yashuv yafoch yado kol hayom. The Ran says, because we always have to remember him, he's an eternal part of our life, not till eternity, but close to eternity. And that's why the verse immediately indicates in the beginning of the parasha, these are both the children of Yitzchak. So what we saw today the fact that this connection between Esav and Yaakov will remain. This is also the relationship that will continue, as the prophet told us, until the point where Yaakov redeems Mount Zion. And the fact that the Torah begins the parasha by describing these are both the children of Yaakov is a critical point, that the relationship between Yaakov and Esav is a relationship of brothers. We are connected to almost till the end of time. Our relationship continues, a problematic relationship, but a relationship nonetheless. This to the exclusion of the relationship of in contradistinction with the relationship of Avram and Yishmael, where Avram had one son. Yishmael was not considered his continuation. Yishmael was not considered his son.